Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Vayera, Week 4, Aliyah 4. Thus, both the daughters of Lot became pregnant by their father. The firstborn bore a son and called his name Moab. He is the father of the Moabites to this day. The younger also bore a son and called his name Ben-Ammi. He is the father of the Ammonites to this day. Genesis 19:36-38. How was the Messiah taken from Sodom? The Eternal doesn't want anybody to perish, but that all become saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. He doesn't take pleasure in the death of the wicked. He always desires the repentance of the sinner in order to rescue him from his misery and give him a new life. When the children of Israel came into the Promised Land, they received orders to destroy the seven nations who were descendants of Canaan because of their deprivation. But there was an exception among them, a prostitute named Rahab. She repented of her sins. Hebrews 11:31, James 2:25. She repented of her sins and was received in the people of Israel in such a way that she became one of the mothers, women in the genealogy of Yeshua, Matthew 1:5. This teaches us that the door wasn't closed for Canaan's descendants to enter into the people of the salvation, Israel. Through repentance and faithfulness to the Elohim of Israel, any Gentile, no matter how far away from the Eternal he is, can receive an inheritance among those who are sanctified. Rahab, descendant of the cursed and depraved people, was honored to be mentioned in the genealogy of Yeshua. How great is the Eternal's grace to a repentant person! This means that there are Canaan's genes in Yeshua. When the body and soul of Yeshua were formed, a part had to come from the people of Canaan in order to be able to redeem them from their sins, because he is not only the redeemer of the Jewish people, but of the whole world. 1 John 2:2. Yeshua had to reunite in his own being all men on earth, and Rahab's example shows that the most cursed people in history were also included in the salvation plan that takes effect through Yeshua. If these people could fit in Yeshua, also all other peoples can. Now, there is more in this sense. Lot's daughters had a mother from Sodom, also a daughter descended from Canaan. Both of them got pregnant of their father after making a drinking plot, taking advantage of him. In spite of not having a high moral standard, they had a good motivation behind the act of fornication. They wanted to have descendants, and that's why the Eternal granted them to be mothers of two peoples. The oldest had a child and shamelessly named him Moab, from the Hebrew Me'av, from father. The younger one, a bit more discreet, called her son Ben-Ammi, son of my people. From Moab came the Moabite people, and from Ben-Ammi, the Ammonites. Further on, we find a Moabite woman, Ruth, that makes the decision of leaving her gods and her people and enter the people of her mother-in-law, Naomi. The people of Israel, where salvation is found. Ruth the Moabite was accepted by the judges because they had established the halakha, a practical law, that the prohibition of entering the people of Israel against the Ammonites and Moabites applied only to men and not to women. Deuteronomy 23:3. Boaz was the head of judge in Israel, and at that time he established this halakha. This also teaches us that a large part of the written Torah has to be interpreted and understood by the oral Torah, transmitted from leader to leader of the people of Israel throughout history. Ruth came from the Moabites, who in turn came from Lot's wife, who came from Sodom that came from Canaan. Genesis 10, verse 19. Canaan were the cursed people. Later on, there was a king, Rehoboam, son of King Shlomo Solomon. He was born from Shlomo and an Ammonite woman named Naamah. This is in 1 Kings 14:21 to 31, 2 Chronicles 12:13. This king, Rehoboam, is also one of the ancestors of Yeshua, as is in Matthew 1:7. In other words, we see that through three women, genes from Canaan came into Yeshua, and that by his merit, his suffering and atoning death, these women were rescued from curse and death that had befallen upon their peoples. Repentance and faithfulness towards the Elohim of Israel set on this redemption plan for them all. All of the descendants of Canaan had this opportunity to repent, but very few took advantage of it. This shows us that there is no curse too big that cannot be removed through the work of Yeshua. He became a curse in order to redeem from the curse those who trust the Eternal and His redemption plan in Yeshua, our Lord. Galatians 3:13. This is why we understand that the angels had to take Lot and his daughters out of Sodom, because indirectly, they were taking the Messiah from there. He needed part of the genes from that people in order to be able to represent them before the Almighty and take them in his body to rectify what they had twisted. How wonderful are the plans of the Most High! He can use evil and wickedness to carry out his purpose, and he can deliver us from all consequences of sin throughout his anointed one, Yeshua Mashiachinu. Blessed be his glorious name forever. Yom Tov and Shalom.